Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
Support for WPR comes from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, a community where students are invited to learn actively, lead courageously, and live purposefully for a lifetime of impact. More about Luther College at luther.edu.
We are going to hold a mini midweek in review during our big question segment this hour, and our two guests, John Sharpless and Jill Winicky, will discuss and debate several issues that are making news so far this week. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May 1st. Before we get to issues like, should the U.S. get involved in the Syrian civil war? Should Gitmo be shut down? Should parents who send their children to private schools get a tax break? And more. Rob Ferret joins me to talk about One Day Wednesday. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joy. It's One Day Wednesday. We're fitting an entire week's worth of pledge drive into one day. We're not trying to make less money. We're just trying to do it faster. Some good news. We hit our goal last hour. We now have thank you very much for pledging, yeah, by the way. And wonderful. Now we have a goal of 105 pledges. Already got the first one this hour. We can do it. We can meet our goal this hour. Meet our goal for the drive with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm sure we got that one pledge because I just said that John Sharpless and Joe Winicky are our guests during this big question segment, this One Day Wednesday big question segment. And I kid, but we hear from listeners quite a bit that they really appreciate, especially hearing Joe and John together talking about the issues of the day. They think that they're civil or something, and they enjoy that.
They're absolutely wrong on that. We're completely uncivil.
John, when we ran for Congress against each other, the voters didn't think we were great.
And notice that we both lost.
Yes.
Well, we will get more of that entertaining civility in just a moment. As right now, we do have to get a good start to this 105 pledge goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just a few minutes of your time. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Think about using a credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and it puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much you want to give, take a few minutes right now and pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Audie Cornish of NPR News, and today is One Day Wednesday on Wisconsin Public Radio. If you think your pledge of support for this radio service isn't important, think about the power of one. You're the one who turns on the radio each day, or the one who gets the online stream going. You're the one who thinks about the stories long after you've heard them. You're the one who talks about the stories you hear with friends and family. You're the one we serve and the one we rely on. So please give now, and here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio on this incredible day of fundraising, One Day Wednesday. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month or anything above, below, or in between, it's really appreciated, and we really count on your contribution.
And for your pledge of $10 a month or more, you can get the brand new WPR 2013 Artist Mug. It's a lot of fun. It's very springy. There are cartoonish birds and flowers, and it says, "Birds of a Feather, Listen Together." Yours, ask for it when you pledge for $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, I like that, Rob, because a lot of people that listen to Wisconsin Public Radio do share a lot of common values. You might have different political affiliations, mm-hmm, or ideologies, but you care about democracy. You care about your community. You care about lifelong learning, and you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. And we need your help to support this service at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 101 more pledges now by the end of the hour. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rob. We'll check in with you later. Time now for this special one-day Wednesday edition of our big question. When we normally just pick one issue facing the state or nation and a couple of guests to debate that one issue. Well, instead, we are going to discuss several issues that are making news this week with two of our Week in Review regulars. John Sharpless, professor of history at UW-Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Joe Winicky, former state senator, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about international stuff first. President Obama held a news conference yesterday, and he talked about Syria and whether or not the U.S. Should be getting involved in the civil war in Syria. Let's take a listen.
When I am making decisions about America's national security and the potential for taking additional action in response to chemical weapon use, I've got to make sure I've got the facts.
So he's saying he wants to confirm that Syria is using chemical weapons, but there's talk that arming of the opposition can take place. There's talk about possibly some missile strikes and more. John Sharpless, your thoughts on whether the U.S. will or should get involved in this conflict?
This is a mess. Clearly, the Assad regime is awful, but they have been for a long time. Actually, this has been an awful regime going all the way back to his father, so there's no question about this being one of the worst despots in the region. One of our major problems is sorting out who we want to support. Time and again, we found ourselves on the wrong side of these things. Once the civil war is over, if the regime ends up being fundamentalist and in opposition to us, then we're stuck with something we don't want. So from a practical standpoint, and I'm not always sure that practical should guide foreign policy. We do have ideals, but from a practical standpoint, we have to make a decision on not simply the use of these chemical weapons in the civil war, but in whose hands will they fall when this regime collapses?
Joe?
And this regime will collapse.
It will.
And this is one of these catch-22 quagmires. You know, from a human rights perspective, from a decency perspective, I think, you know, America has an obligation as the last truly great superpower, but we're a war-weary country. You know, we've been doing this for 12 years. The Middle East is a complete quagmire. You can't get out. Look, I mean, we gave tepid support to the Arab Spring in Egypt, and what did we get? The Islamic Brotherhood and a president who seems to not know what he's doing. But on the other hand, you can't just let the Iranians and the other people that are propping up the Syrian regime, including the Russians, to hold complete sway. So I don't know what the right answer is, but since the president said there was a clearly defined line over chemical weapons, if they can prove that they were indeed used, I don't think we have much choice.
I'm Joy Cardine with Joe Winicky and John Sharpless. This is a midweek mini Week in Review. 1-800-642-1234 is our number if you'd like to join us on air with a question or a topic that you would like to hear our guests discuss. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. President Obama also asked about the hunger strike that's going on at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp. And he responded by saying that he renewed his vow that we have to close Guantanamo. Joe Winicky, you agree with that?
Yes, I'll close it. Shouldn't take 5 years. I mean, the president is the most powerful man in the world. He has the bully pulpit. He has the support of the American people. I'm often confused how the same conservatives that reject totally leaving Guantanamo are the same people who seem to hate Cuba in every other way. So, I mean, if you want to get out of Guantanamo Bay, get out of it. It costs a fortune. There's all kinds of human rights violations. I guess if it's not on American shore, John, it doesn't count?
Doesn't count.
Yeah, so isn't part of the holdup what happens to the detainees, and will they come to the U.S. prisons?
That's the problem here. And I would certainly like to see it closed. One of the things that's interesting, if you look back at the stuff that's now come out in the Bush administration, they saw it as temporary.
Yeah.
There was never an assumption on the part of either of these two administrations that this was going to be a permanent fix. There is a major problem with what you do with the detainees, and obviously that solution lies in some real trials. They should be tried. I presume that most of them, we better hope, would be found guilty, because if they aren't found guilty, there's been a serious abuse.
This indefinite detention and with no trials.
Abuse of rights. I mean, then the question is, what do you do with the ones? What becomes of the punishment? Do they go in our federal prison system? My guess is they would require special security. If you release these men into our general prison population, they'd be dead in a week.
But, John, we have prisons set up for these types of things in the United States. They're maximum security prisons. I mean, we had one, for all intents and purposes, till Ed Garvey blocked it in Boscobel.
Well, on that note, we are going to...
I want Joe Wenneke to stand on moving the prisoners into Wisconsin.
Now, how'd that work at Fort McCoy?
Another topic. We will continue talking with Joe Wenneke, former state senator, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and John Sharpless, a professor of history at UW-Madison, about other issues making news this week. Here's one that just came up yesterday. State lawmakers are proposing a tax break for parents who send their children to private schools. We'll ask Joe and John about that idea coming up. But first, time to remind you that this is One Day Wednesday, when we are attempting to raise a week's worth of pledges in just one day. Rob Ferret joins me to talk more about One Day Wednesday.
Well, it's all up to you. You make it possible to keep these pledge drives shorter, and you can do it with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're looking for 96 more pledges by the end of this hour. Keep us on track. Make this one-day drive a success.
You share every weekday morning with this program. Maybe your alarm clock wakes you up to it, or you share breakfast in the kitchen with us, or drive to work with Wisconsin Public Radio on. Your morning would not be the same without this program and without the many different guests that you hear every day. Pledge your support for these morning conversations at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Helping out Wisconsin Public Radio is a great way to start your day, and it just takes a few minutes of your time. You just need to tell us who you are, how we can contact you, how much you want to pledge, and how you want to do it. We're going to keep your personal information safe. Whether you call in or pledge online, we will not share that info with any other organization.
And your gift, whatever amount, supports the issues that you hear discussed, the programs that keep you connected to Wisconsin and the world. So do give now, any amount, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A donation to Wisconsin Public Radio has a greater impact than you might realize.
I have the power to enrich the lives of my friends and family.
I have the power to think, understand, laugh, and be entertained.
I have the power to build community and understanding, one voice at a time.
Today, as we fit an entire pledge drive into one day, you have the power to make it a success. Here's someone to tell you how.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 on One Day Wednesday. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we're asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
These pledge drives are a great time to hear from new members, new contributors. Are you a member yet? If you aren't, take that step right now. It's pretty painless. You just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make a contribution of any amount, say $5 a month. When you do it, you make the WPR programs you count on every day possible.
How about $10 a month?
That's a good idea. And you can pick up your very own WPR artist mug, the brand new one just released for this drive. It's a very springy, if you're enjoying the spring-like weather we're having, summer-like in some places, you'll love this mug. Light blue for the most part, some cartoony birds, and it says, "Birds of a Feather, Listen Together." Ask for your mug with your pledge of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, and if you go to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, you will see the mug, and you will see the mugs of Joe Winicky and John Sharpless, too. We put that up there. Sometimes radio can be a blessing, but no, I'm just kidding. Do make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You asked for more programming and less on-air fundraising, so we're trying to make that happen. So One Day Wednesday is our attempt to condense a week's pledge drive into one day. So support Wisconsin Public Radio. If you love Wisconsin Public Radio and you love the audacity of a one-day drive, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Jill from Madison pledged. She says, I look forward to listening to Joy Cardine every day. Listening to WPR is the best way to start my day.
Love
Well, how about you? I bet you feel the same way Jill does. Now you can make your pledge just like Jill did at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Rob Ferret. Talk to you soon. Back now with John Sharpless, professor of history at UW-Madison, and Joe Winicky, former state senator, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, during this special one-day Wednesday edition of our big question, where we're really addressing several big questions in the news this week. And we did promise John and Joe that the next time they're on, we will not have fundraising. We always call them back during pledge drives, it seems, because they are such good guests, and you tell us that you enjoy hearing from them. So you ask and you shall receive. Let's talk about, this might be a little bit of a touchy subject, since I am a employee of the University of Wisconsin system. I'm an employee of the UW, of the UW Extension, and John Sharpless is a professor of history at UW-Madison. But it's a big issue in the news where lawmakers, it seems bipartisan number of lawmakers, are calling for a tuition freeze at the UW system after a $650 million cash reserve was recently disclosed by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Let me make Joe Winicky comment on this first.
The only non-conflicted one here? Yeah.
So, UW wrong in having this cash reserve? Should we have a tuition freeze based on that? And the other issue is that the governor is now saying maybe the UW should not get its $181 million increase in the state budget that he was originally proposing.
Well, the hypocrisy in all this is amazing. Part of the reason I think the university decided that they had to pinch pennies and put much more money in reserves was the fact that the last budget had a $310 million cut in it. Now, everybody, and Kevin Riley should never have praised so much the $180 million increase, because it's still a $140 million cut from the base of 4 years ago. But what happens in this type of scenario is all things that could go wrong, go wrong. So they, you know, you get some CPA in the assembly who decides he's going to show them, and they find these reserves. And, you know, there's what, John, probably, I don't know exactly, but there's thousands of these accounts throughout the system.
There are, yeah.
And thousands and thousands of these accounts. And, yeah, if you total all the money up. But when it came down to it, you're seeing a university system that, when I went to Madison in 1976, the tuition was $276 a semester. And the state paid a bulk of the costs of the system. The state is now under 20% of the cost of the system. The university is trying to hedge its bets to protect itself, and they build up a reserve. Now, here's the problem. Students look like they took the hit on this. Politicians, first the Republicans say, we told you so, and the Democrats who were defending the university are now saying, you lied to us, and the university looks horrible on this, and Kevin Riley looks even worse. I don't know what happens, but I think this is going to have long-term damage. The tuition freeze idea is simply a bunch of lame-thinking politicos who are looking for a reason to pick on the university, so let's freeze tuition. Maybe tuition should be frozen, but only based on empirical data, based on, you know, here's the dollars, here's the cents, not on the fact that if you count all the reserves together, there's a couple bucks in them.
Yeah.
I think what hasn't been explained to the public is that a large portion of this total reserve, and as you're right, it's spread across, has already been allocated, and it is targeted to be spent, all right? Then a large portion of it has been placed in reserve out of just good fiscal policy, because the truth is you can't be assured that the legislature will consistently deliver.
You can be assured
finally,
they won't.
My analogy here, what if your boss demanded to see your checking account in mid-month, and he said, Joe, you haven't spent all the money, I'm going to give you a pay cut.
Sounds like today's business.
So, and then finally, just to kind of clue the legislature in, a large portion of that money ain't your money. A large portion of that money is money that's for the federal government. It comes from industry. It comes from foundations. So the notion that all of that fund that they found at this particular moment in time belongs to the state of Wisconsin is nonsense. And, but, of course, I'm biased here.
Yeah.
But also, for the literally thousands and thousands and thousands of public employees who work for the university system, that change in their pension and health care, which reduced the cost for the employer, the system, is part of the reason why there's a surplus. Nobody says that, but it's a given. You take 10% out of your costs, it's going to free up money.
We'll get to some other issues, including that tax break for parents who send their children to private schools.
Boo.
That proposal coming
Boo.
Up after the news and after this news. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and on this One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio, we need your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 in order to help make One Day Wednesday a success.
We are looking for 89 more pledges in the next half hour or so. These hourly goals are super important to help make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of $5 or $10 a month is really all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the entire year. So give any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're thinking, hey, my tax dollars, federal and state, already support WPR, you're right. They do, and thank you. Thank you for that.
For you to get the quality, though, and the variety of programs that you are used to on Wisconsin Public Radio, we also need contributions from individual listeners. Listener support is actually the single biggest piece of our budget pie, which means we could not do this without you. Because Wisconsin Public Radio matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the radio programs that you listen to at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As an added thank you, if you pledge $10 a month or more right now to support One Day Wednesday, you can ask for your very own 2013 WPR Artist Mug, our brand new one. Yours for a pledge of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, this is Michael Feldman. Research suggests that although you might be a regular public radio listener, you might not have picked up the phone lately to make a pledge. That's okay, I'm not here to make you feel guilty. Well, maybe I am, but just a little. You can put an end to this vicious circle of guilt with one simple phone call right now. So do it. Make a pledge to support this program and all the shows you enjoy every week. You'll feel a lot better, at least for a day or two.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking you to feel good about yourself and support Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You told us you want to keep pledge drives shorter. We want to keep pledge drives shorter. We could only do it if it works, if One Day Wednesday is a success. You can make that happen with a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We will check news from NPR, and we will be back with John Sharpless and Joe Winicky in just a few minutes. But right now, still looking for 89 pledges in order to reach this hour's goal. And it sounds like an awful lot, but we can do it with your help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pick up your brand new WPR 2013 artist mug with a pledge of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much if you've pledged so far, but please do consider it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You're listening to a special One Day Wednesday edition of Our Big Question. We have two guests with us from different political viewpoints talking about several issues making news this week. John Sharpless, professor of history at UW-Madison, and Joe Winicky, former state senator, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, talking with you about issues making news. If you have an issue making news that you'd like them to discuss, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, I did promise before news that we would talk about this Republican-sponsored bill that would give tax credits to parents of students in private schools. It's been introduced in the state legislature. And this tuition tax credit bill is sponsored by Republican Representative Dean Cofford of Neenah and State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend. The bill would be phased in and eventually offer a $1,500 tax credit for elementary students and a $2,500 tax credit for those in high school. So, Joe Winicky, do you think it's a good idea to give parents tax credits if they send their children to private schools?
I expect this from Glenn Grothman. I never expected it from Dean Cofford. But Dean got primaried last time, and Mike Ellis is doing this now. He might get a primary. They all move to the right. But the essential point is public dollars should go to public schools. And that's what Article 10, Section 3 of the Constitution guarantees, a free public education. It doesn't guarantee a free private or homeschool education. And the downside, which I think conservatives used to understand, that if you start giving public dollars to parochial schools, home schools, private schools, along will come public strings. And the beauty of the system we had, if you didn't want, you know, for religious reasons or whatever it might be, you didn't want the strings attached to the public school, the public educational system, you had that right, but you also understood you did it on your own. And this blending is not right, and it's coming at a time where the governor has proposed for four straight years a 0% increase in spending for K-12 schools, while he's increasing voucher spending for schools that don't even want it.
Yeah, this bill was introduced at the same time that negotiations are going on behind closed doors to find some sort of compromise or alternative to Governor Walker's school voucher expansion plan.
150 years of history we're throwing down the drain on this. We have a great public educational system, pre-kindergarten through college. Let's keep it that way. Let's quit attacking it.
John?
My objection to this is a much larger one about writing into the tax code breaks for every lobbying group that shows up. And I tend to be really a conservative on this, unlike these guys. Anytime you grant special privilege in the taxes, it's at the expense of somebody who did not get the privilege. And our tax code is filled at the state and the federal level with inequities. This is just one more. I come from a family. I was in the public schools. My sister, she was in a private school. It really made a difference for her. She would have flunked out if she had been in the public schools. It was great for her. I believe in both systems being there. But a larger question is, do you begin to write into the tax code a benefit for every group that can lobby and leverage the legislature? The tax code gets more and more complicated, more inequitable, and the state loses money. So I'm opposed to it because I'm a tax conservative. Tax should be about raising revenues and not special privilege.
Yeah, turning to another issue, Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus is coming home to Wisconsin to deliver the keynote speech at the state GOP convention. That's coming up on May 4th in Wausau. The speech will come about a month after Priebus unveiled a soul-searching report that charted a roadmap for the Republican Party to be more inclusive and try to attract more minority voters. John Sharpless, you ran as a Republican in a race or two for Congress. What should the Republican Party do?
Well, first of all, prognostications of the end of the Republican Party are just nonsense. I just gave a lecture on the Reagan administration and Mondale's disastrous run for president, where he only captured one state, his home state, by less than 2%. And everybody was talking in the mid-80s about how there was never going to be a Democratic Party again. You remember that, Joe? I mean, the Democratic Party is literally the end of the party. We will never know Democrats again. And, of course, they surge back, and now they challenge the Republicans on an even playing field. I think the Republican Party certainly needs to present itself not simply as an image, but they have to return to essential principles of equity, of individualism, access to the marketplace. Those are the kind of things that people want to hear. And they've got to get away from extreme issues that alienate not simply minorities, but groups that used to find the message of the Republican Party attractive.
Yeah, and because I'm sorry that we are so short on time during this special edition of our big question, but Joe, let me ask you, instead of critiquing what the Republican Party needs to do.
Well, I have a lot of those.
Maybe you can talk a little bit about what Democrats have to do, especially yeah. Democrats in the state of Wisconsin.
And let me just quickly, too, Reince Priebus is going to be addressing the state Republicans. Reince was the state party chair when I was party chair. We got along fine. Yeah. Democrats won, but regardless, no offense to Reince, but when I was chair, we got the national chairman because we couldn't get a star. I mean, you know, so, but Reince is special here for the simple reason he's from here. But when I got the national chairman, it meant we weren't going to draw as well. But that was the Democrats. What Democrats need to do, especially at the state level, I'm seeing a little more hope at the national level. They have to develop a coherent message. They don't have one. You know, if you listen to the blogosphere, as many of us do, if you listen to the elected officials in the Democratic side, all they do is blame everything on reapportionment. It's all those magic numbers. And that's just a bunch of hogwash. Yes, they did not win a majority in part because of reapportionment. But the other reason that they actually lost seats in a year where Barack Obama and Tammy Baldwin kicked butt was they didn't have a message, and they still don't. And what they need to do is actually take a page out of the playbook of Newt Gingrich and come up with a literally sort of a contract. So Republicans would say manifesto to call us communists. But come up with a coherent list of ideas and stick to them. And all they do now is play defense. They think they can win elections by saying Scott Walker's a jerk. That's not enough.
Well, stay tuned. We're going to talk with our guests, Joe Winicky and John Sharpless, about a couple of other issues. And in just a moment, we're going to kind of take a look at the world of sports coming up. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers' $110 million contract extension with the Green Bay Packers, making him the highest paid player in history. And we'll talk about the first openly gay male athlete in a major American sport who announced that came out this week. I'm Joy Cardine, now with Rob Ferret here on the Ideas Network. You hear about topics big and small. That's why you listen. That's why you contribute. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is crucial because today is our one-day Wednesday pledge drive.
We're looking for another 73 pledges in the next 20 minutes or so. You told us you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can do that, but only with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will only take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is really like a tuition-free, lifelong education. We hear people tell us that all the time, that they got their, you know, their higher education from Wisconsin Public Radio. All you need is a radio or a computer to listen to, but we need your support to make this all happen. Contribute now any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to WPR is easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
That donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. So make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and please give as generously as you can.
This is Nina Totenberg from NPR News. What would Wisconsin Public Radio be like without pledge drives? Well, it wouldn't be at all. Pledge drives are essential to raising the money that pays for everything you enjoy on WPR. But there's no rule that says pledge drives have to last a week. So again this spring, WPR is going to make fundraising a little more listener-friendly by getting it all done in one day. It's One Day Wednesday. Please give now. Get it over with. Go to your phone. Go to your computer. Get on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. And then go about your day with a satisfied smile on your face. And thank you.
And you can make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether your gift is $5 a month or $100 a month or anything above or below or in between, we count on your pledge.
And if your gift is $10 a month or more, you can ask for your WPR 2013 Artisan Mug, which is brand new. This is the first time we're offering it, and it is not a used mug. John and Joe were asking me about that. It has never touched human lips. It is your mug with a pledge of 10 bucks or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we really do have a lot to celebrate today. Wisconsin Public Radio has great listeners, great programs, and we're doing our fifth annual One Day Wednesday Pledge Drive. So join in this celebration. Keep pledge drives short. Support the programs that you count on every day and make this tradition of One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, think about making your pledge in the form of an ongoing monthly gift of $15 or $20 a month or whatever amount fits your budget. You can set it up on your credit or debit card or right from your bank account. When you make that sustaining gift, you don't have to remember to renew your support each and every year.
Your support will be as consistent as your WPR listening, month after month, year after year. So do consider becoming a sustainer now by making an ongoing gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We can't make it much shorter than this. A whole week's worth of fundraising in just one day. It's One Day Wednesday. We're looking for 70 more pledges this hour. We need to meet these goals to make this one-day drive work so we can keep doing them and maybe do another one next year. Make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much if you've made your pledge already during this One Day Wednesday, or maybe you are an ongoing sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Debbie from Woodville pledged for the great news coverage and all the special programming that she hears on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks so much. Angela and Ryan from Mauston say that we hope Wisconsin Public Radio will be around when our children are older so they can enjoy it as much as we do. Well, that's the spirit, Angela and Ryan. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge now. Make One Day Wednesday a success. Pledges keep coming in. Looking for 69 more pledges now in the next 15 minutes. You can make it a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob. So let's get back to our One Day Wednesday Big Question segment with John Sharpless, professor of history at UW-Madison, and Joe Winicky, former state senator, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We've talked about a lot of issues so far this hour, talked about whether the U.S. should intervene in Syria, talked about whether the U.S. Needs to shut down the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, talked about a potential tuition freeze at UW schools, a possible tax credit for parents who send their kids to private schools, and talked a little bit about the future of the Republican and Democratic politics in Wisconsin. Okay, now a couple of sports items. We don't always do this, but this is some big stuff in Wisconsin. Aaron Rodgers, $110 million contract extension that was reported late last week. And some people are wondering, boy, this is the highest paid player in NFL history. Is anyone worth that kind of money? John Sharpless.
I'm fully supported. I'm a Packer shareholder. I love the team. When I'm up in Lambeau and the Jets fly over, I start sobbing. You know, I just absolutely love the Packers. I live Packers. Of course he's worth that amount of money because of the nature of professional sports. If you have an exceptional player around whom a team is built, they're valuable. They're a valuable commodity. And they're a valuable commodity in the same way that celebrities are in Hollywood, somebody like Brad Pitt. These are people that have a singular value in the medium they're in. And I think the other thing to remember is that he's not going to get this all on the first day. This is going to be spread. Is it, Joe, it's 5 years?
Yeah.
It's a five-year contract. And it's been structured in a way so it doesn't impact on the salary cap that the team is facing. Of course he's worth it. Another thing that gets forgotten, he sat on the bench behind Brett Favre for 4 years, I think it was, and he was being paid the bench salary, the kind of money that goes to a backup quarterback. So he did his time in the trenches for us, and now he's getting the reward at having performed well. Again, I'm a big Packer fan. We're very lucky to have this guy. He's got good values. He's a good performer. Put us in the Super Bowl already, and I suspect he'll put us in another Super Bowl. It's very important to me.
Well, here's Todd on Facebook who says, not only a waste of money, but an obscene waste of money. Football is a pleasant diversion, nothing else. A trivial display of action watched by people who need to live vicariously through others, but adds nothing to the true, substantial fabric of human existence. Jill on Facebook says, football is a business. It exists solely at the will of the owners and advertisers. Too much money? Your television has an off button. Use it. Good for Aaron Rodgers and all the others. I can't complain. I watch it, and I like to see Green Bay win. So our listeners really did comment up a storm on Facebook on this topic. Joe, your thoughts?
Well, nobody's worth $22 million, but I mean, let's look at the reality. The President of the United States makes $400,000 a year. I worked 80 hours one week at a gas station and netted $199. But reality is we're paying, in professional sports, we're paying 200 hitting second basemen for the Milwaukee Brewers $4 and $5 million a year. And you've got the best player in the NFL. The market's going to dictate it. Is it obscene? Yes, but it's not Aaron Rodgers' fault, and it's not necessarily the Green Bay Packers' fault. It's the way the system has accrued, and I mean, I think it is obscene in a way, but more power to him.
I don't think it's obscene at all.
$22 million is a lot of money to play 16 games.
And I'm not quite sure what the first commentary is about. So you don't like football. So what's the solution here? We take all the money away from people that are in sports or in media because they get paid more than I do. And what are we going to do with it? Let's put it into another war in the Middle East, Joe.
Hey, but John, I did at least pick on Ricky Weeks the day after he got three hits and five RBIs.
Yep.
another issue. This one... This week, Jason Collins describes himself this way. I'm a 34-year-old NBA center. I'm black and I'm gay. He came out on the Sports Illustrated website, becoming the first active player in any of the four major U.S. professional sports to come out as gay. President Obama, at his press conference yesterday, said he was proud of Jason Collins for doing this. What's the big deal, Joe Winicky?
There shouldn't be a big deal, but it is. I mean, I hope the day comes where these are non-stories. But, you know, it was just a few years ago, I think 6 years ago, the people of this state voted 59% to 41% in a referendum to say that same-sex couples shouldn't have legal rights. I mean, so we're moving rapidly in the right direction. But why does anybody care what anybody else does in their private life?
Yeah, I think certainly gay couples should be able to marry. They need to be miserable, too.
My wife's working, thank God.
So, but I absolutely have to affirm what Joe's saying here. Hopefully, within the decade, this is not news. I mean, it's certainly news right now. I will say, since a lot of my life has been in sports and men hanging out together, it can be rough in a group of men because either maliciously or inadvertently, there can be very cruel remarks about gay men, very cruel remarks. It becomes almost a second thought when men get together. It doesn't matter if it's a tailgate party or a fishing trip or it's in a locker room after a football game. And that's got to be rough on the guy who's sitting there and he knows what his preference is, but he has to take it from his buddies because they're telling jokes that malign what he is in terms of his dignity. And I hope that passes.
But, and John, you know, we both have children of roughly the same age. This is not an issue with 20 and 30-year-olds.
No,
so that's why I have very strong hopes that this is not going to be an issue in a decade or two.
Good place to leave it. We have to do that. We're out of time. Thank you both very much for being with us. And I promise the next time you're back, we will not be doing fundraising, so we can hear from both of you more. Joe Winicky, former state senator, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and John Sharpless, professor of history at UW-Madison. I'm Joy Cardine, now joined by Rob Ferret, to talk with you about One Day Wednesday and our goal this hour. We have 53 pledges to go, Rob. Can we do it? Yes, we can.
I think we can. We can only do it with your help. One Day Wednesday, this super short pledge drive, will only work with your help. And how do you help? It's easy. You just go online at WPR.org and follow some really simple instructions, or give a call at 888-202-2552. Just about a 3-minute phone call, it should be. We need your help to make that goal.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is a lifelong education, lifelong learning on Wisconsin Public Radio. All you need is a radio or a computer to listen to, but we need your support to make this happen. Contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Always fun to have John Sharpless and Joe Winicky. You got to hear their takes on the top stories of the week, their insight, their witty banter back and forth. You appreciate that kind of programming, and because you appreciate it, give it some financial support. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hello, I'm Jad Abumrad.
And I'm Robert Krulwich.
Together, we host Radiolab.
And we know why you haven't given money yet.
It's not that you don't care.
No, and it's not that you were, you know, in any way inconsiderate or trying to listen to the radio for nothing.
No, no, no. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's because you can't remember the number.
That's the reason why.
We say it too fast.
We say it too fast. We say
1-888-376-9272.
Too fast.
You catch that?
So let's just slow down, okay?
Okay, ready?
No, not yet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. See, I'm going too fast again.
Let's do it this way. You get out a pencil now.
Grab some paper.
Any kind of paper. It could be a newspaper.
Napkin.
Napkins will work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ready? And
three, two, one.
Well, I think that's it. Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org, or I'll say this slowly, 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month. We appreciate and count on your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you pledge $10 a month or more, I'll say it again, or more, you can ask for your very own copy of the brand new WPR 2013 Artist Mug. You can be one of the first people in your area to grab your very own new mug from WPR. It's very spring-themed. It's got birds on it, and it says, what is it? Birds of a feather listen together.
That's right.
Yours with a pledge of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And people think I'm kidding, but I'm not. I'm going to get one of these mugs. I collect Wisconsin Public Radio mugs and mugs of all kind whenever I go on a travel. I have a mug collection, so don't tell my husband. I'm going to have to find room for another mug in my cupboard because I'm going to pledge $10 a month, a $120 pledge on top of my existing contribution to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 44 more pledges now this hour. You can keep pledging through the news. 42. Oh, they're coming in
good,
furious now. Yay. And that's important because we need to hit this goal. We need to hit each hourly goal to make One Day Wednesday work, to make this super short pledge drive. This is one day instead of 1 week. We can keep doing it this way, but only with your help, with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, sometimes a first-time donor will call during One Day Wednesday and make a pledge of any amount. Maybe it's $50. Maybe you're an existing member of Wisconsin Public Radio, but you can increase your pledge and add to your pledge. Or maybe you think it's time to make a renewal. That's great, too. Whatever the case, please do make that pledge now. Help us make this One Day Wednesday a success. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, if you're at your computer, it's a great time to make an online pledge at WPR.org because that'll open up the phone lines for people who aren't at their computer who have to call in. And if you're calling, it's 888-202-2552.
And remember that your support is the biggest piece of our budget. Listener support provides the biggest single piece of the budget pie at Wisconsin Public Radio. So make that pledge of $5 a month or $10 a month, any amount that's comfortable for you, and you'll be doing your part to keep this station, to keep this service going strong. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now we just need 34 more pledges. Gosh. We keep getting closer, and we can do it through the news break if we have to with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us keep these pledge drives short. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, don't wait until tomorrow to make your pledge because there is no tomorrow for this pledge drive. It's one day Wednesday. It's over at 7 o'clock tonight. So no time to put it off. Do make that pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.